This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Apostola with the news. The headlines first. 3 days pre-launch program of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal concludes. Communication Minister calls for support from all stakeholders to develop PSB Nepal, a model broadcaster. Health Ministry to provide costly medicine for rare stroke treatment free of charge. And Israel delays vote to approve Gaza ceasefire deal. Now the news in detail. The 3-day pre-launch program of Public Service Broadcasting, PSB Nepal, has concluded yesterday. Addressing the closing ceremony of the pre-launch program at the premises of Radio Nepal, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung, said PSB Nepal should work in a way that guarantees the people's freedom of expression and right to information. Communication Minister Gurung added that PSB should work in favor of the people without any subordination to the government. He also highlighted the importance of promoting social harmony and cultural coexistence and assured that PSB Nepal would be autonomous. Minister Gurung also called for support from all stakeholders to make PSB Nepal a model broadcaster and promised no government interference in its regulatory decisions. Former MP and senior advocate Radheshyam Adhikari stated that PSB's success depends on its ability to serve the public and establish trust. Secretary of the Communication Ministry Radhika Aryal stressed the need for capacity building and technological advancement, while MP Ranjukumari Jha urged PSB to prioritize the public's concern with original, credible and impartial content. Acting Chief Administrative Officer of PSB Nepal Bishnu Ramneopani reaffirmed the commitment to align broadcasting with public needs and improve based on feedback. Deputy Executive Director of PSB Nepal Khagendra Khatri noted that PSB Nepal would act as a bridge between the state and citizens. The 3-day event featured discussions on various themes to pre-launch PSB Nepal, which began on the 14th of January. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podel has decided to provide an expensive medicine free of charge which is used in the treatment of a very rare type of stroke in Nepal. In a press release yesterday, Health Minister Podel's secretariat said the medicine received with the help of the US government will be distributed free of charge through federal and provincial hospitals. 800 people die every year due to lack of timely treatment and life-saving drugs for stroke. The Finance Ministry has allocated 4.2 billion rupees to upgrade the Bheri Corridor, a key project in Karnali province. The funding will improve this section from Tolu in Nalgarh municipality to Tripurakot in Dolba following a request from the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Urban Development. Former Urban Development Minister Dhan Bahadur Buddha confirmed that construction of the 217-kilometer corridor, which had been stalled due to budget issues, will now proceed. Additionally, the 42-kilometer stretch from Tolu to Tripurakot will be upgraded. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the government is making efforts to enhance the health and education sectors of the country. Speaking at the first convocation of the Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted progress and transformation in these areas. The Prime Minister also noted Kaski's historical significance as the birthplace of Vedic science and stressed Nepal's potential for development, including the use of artificial intelligence. 38 MD and MS graduates participated in the convocation. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has instructed the head of missions to conduct diplomacy to advance the national interest. During a virtual meeting yesterday with the head of Nepali missions abroad, Minister Dr. Rana noted that Nepal is promoting economic diplomacy as an integral part of its foreign policy. stating that everyone should work from their respective sites to ensure the success of the Sagarmatha dialogue, which will be held in Nepal soon, the minister advised the mission heads to continue advocating for climate justice. The foreign minister also directed all the heads of missions to provide necessary services to all the Nepali community abroad, pay attention to their needs, and be readily available to address their concerns and grievances. The world's largest travel guide platform, TripAdvisor, has ranked Nepal's capital city, Kathmandu, as the second best solo travel destination globally. According to a statement by TripAdvisor, the destination is loved by solo travelers and is perfect for anyone heading out on an adventure alone. With 7 UNESCO World Heritage Sites in and around Kathmandu, it has long been on the list of favorite destinations of international tourists from around the globe. Meanwhile, the new ranking of TripAdvisor is likely to attract more solo travelers to this vibrant city. According to recent statistics, about 9% of the global population goes out for solo travel. This is more than 720 million people who would reach the suitable and best destinations that can cater to their travel needs. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba has urged ministers from his party in the current government to enhance the effectiveness of their work. In a meeting at his Budanilkantha residence, leader Deuba instructed ministers to deliver public services smoothly and efficiently. Chief Whip of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party, Shyam Prasad Khimire, stated that the meeting focused on making the government more effective and successful with regular discussions on key issues. The meeting, attended by party leaders and officials, included a review of ongoing and pending work in the ministries. Leader Deuba also directed the ministers to finalize pending legislation before the next parliament session. The Ministry of Health and Population is launching a nationwide campaign to administer the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine to prevent cervical cancer. According to the Health Ministry, the vaccine will be administered to 1.68 million girls aged 10 to 14 across all 7 provinces from February 14 to 18th. Director of the Logistic Management Division of the Department of Health Sciences, Dr. Pawanjang Rayamaji, announced that 1.77 million doses of the HPV vaccine were provided by the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, GAVI, and is distributed to all provinces. GAVI is supplying the vaccine free of charge. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has delayed a cabinet vote to approve the Gaza ceasefire deal due on Thursday, accusing Hamas of seeking last-minute changes to the agreement. According to the BBC, although Israeli negotiators agreed to the deal after months of talks, it cannot be implemented until it is approved by the Security Cabinet and government. A few hours before the Thursday morning meeting was due, Netanyahu accused Hamas of trying to extort last-minute concessions. The Prime Minister of Qatar, which mediated negotiations, called for calm on both sides before the start of the first 6-week phase of the ceasefire deal. Israel launched a campaign to destroy Hamas, which is proscribed as a terrorist organization by Israel, the US and others, in response to an unprecedented cross-border attack on Israel on 7 October 2023, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. More than 46,788 people have been killed in Gaza since then, according to the territories Hamas-run health ministry. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair across the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 3 days pre-launch program of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal concludes. Communication Minister calls for support from all stakeholders to develop PSB Nepal, a model broadcaster. Health Ministry to provide costly medicine for rare stroke treatment free of charge. And Israel delays vote to approve Gaza ceasefire deal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.